Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Welcome to episode 18 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. And we have a special guest with us today.
Hello.
This is going to be weird.
There's a dude in here.
I know. It's really weird.
Jackie texted me last night and goes, it's going to be really weird to do a show with a guy. But honestly, this is not just any guy. The man, the myth, the legend from WJRW, our news talk station here in the building. Dave Jackinette has decided to join the show with us.
I'm a big, big fan of the Green
Podcast.
He's
our biggest fan.
Like, when we say that, I'm kidding.
I am your creepy stalker.
I know. My phone goes off at 8 o'clock at night on a Wednesday, and I'm like, oh, Dave Jackinette's calling again.
I'm sorry.
He must be listening to the podcast on the way home.
Because it intersects with my life in weird ways.
What do you mean? So,
well, you guys talked about some fertility issues.
And, yes.
And me and my wife use the same fertility doctor.
Oh, look at that. All right.
And just, you know, it's highly relatable. I also think that I have insight into you that I never, ever, ever, ever would have.
Okay.
Unless I listened to the podcast, because you guys are so damn personal.
And that's what we're expecting from you today.
All right.
And do you find, Rachel, it's way easier to be personal here on the podcast than it is on air, like when I'm live on the radio?
I don't know. I'll say a lot of stuff on the radio that Aaron tells me is too personal.
I think I do too, but I think because I'm by myself, it's hard to like...
Yeah.
Because I'm not talking to... I'm talking to the
listener.
Going to
open up to myself right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm
going
to have a heart-to-heart right now.
When you do your own show, you only have you to laugh at your jokes,
yeah.
too.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Like, I'll say something, I'm like, that was so funny.
I'm so
funny. No one's laughing. I'm in a room by myself.
Hashtag best joke of the week. For sure. Now, Dave, you told me last week when we decided that you were going to do the show with us that you took notes about the episode.
I'm trying to decode them now because I...
Oh, they're scribbled down on a piece of paper. You really are a serial killer stalker.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah. There's a serial killer.
Well, you know how serial killers write really scary?
I wrote some
really
fun
scary
stuff down, like you had referenced boobs and vaginas in Chicago.
Yes, boobs and vaginas for the Women's March, and that is episode 16.
You know what else I noticed, and I wrote this down because you do this in several podcasts, and because you guys... Because I think you're women, you're plugged in a little bit.
Thinks we're women.
No, you are. But I think it's because of that that you guys share more personal stories, more gossip. You know, you're all up in some people's business that I don't even know.
Oh, I know everything.
Like who's dating who and who's hooking up and who's...
Well, not just in our personal life, but in celebrity world too. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't care about celebrities. I mean, this is people kind of in my orbit.
Okay.
Right.
People in your orbit, yes.
I'm backtracking. If I found a notepad in our room and my husband had this note that said boobs and vagina in Chicago, I'd be like kind of upset.
So, I didn't hide this from my wife.
Notes look like?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Boobs and vaginas in Chicago. It says right there.
It's a note to self.
Who is she? Yeah. Who's this bitch in Chicago? What do I need to do?
Super funny. I think that some of these people I do talk about are in your orbit. And when we're not recording, I'll tell you who they are.
We never say names, though.
No,
you're good about that.
Never, ever
say
names.
Like the poop story, walking in the bathroom. I've never said that name.
Right.
And I want to so bad.
Yes, we have a coworker here.
You can say that.
No, I can't.
Oh, no, this person would be very offended.
Someone we were just laughing about earlier.
There's a person in the building who eats like a bird, therefore she takes the smelliest dumps on the planet.
Happened again 2 days ago to me.
Did it happen 2 days ago? You didn't even text me.
Here's another note I have, which you guys are proving right now. It always comes back to poop issues I wrote last week. And here we are.
Poop is the funniest thing to talk about.
Right.
It's so funny.
Was that your debut podcast where you talked about pooping yourself?
It was episode 2. Okay. Jackie and I covered.
Yeah, but we didn't know we were going to be talking about pooping
Lord.
Ourselves. It was supposed to be embarrassing moments.
So if you haven't heard episode 2 of our embarrassing moments, Jackie and I kept our embarrassing moments from each other in that episode. But come to find out, we have both defecated in an odd place.
But actually, I think you can't be... We should do a new thing where you can't be on the Gray and Green Show without telling your most humiliating story.
Yeah, I like it!
I told everyone I took a dump on a golf course.
I pooped my pants at a Doobie Brothers concert.
Yeah. She took a doobie at the doobie.
So, Dave, have you ever pooped your pants?
I had a situation at a concert.
It was a situation.
situation was there's poop in his pants.
And I was with very dear friends from college, and I think we were going to see the Cranberries.
Oh God!
Oh
you're
my
cool.
God! Zombie.
Was it 1996?
It was the 90s, and I had a situation, and the guy's bathroom at Pine Knob. Was not suitable. And
oh my
so,
God!
This is all coming back to Rachel.
We pooped in the same place.
Well, and it was really embarrassing because
oh my God,
I refused to use the restroom. I was determined to hold it, and then
why?
Because
the line.
The people. You can't. I can't poop publicly.
What?
I can.
Oh my God. Yeah. Not a problem.
No. I sit in the toilet seat too. I don't care.
Oh yeah. Well, how else are you going to go? You're just going to
I don't know.
Burn
some
through
people
your
hover.
Quads?
Some people hover. No. Do you hover, Dave?
No.
Okay. What
you
if you
don't
okay.
go at all?
Right.
So here you are. You're at the Cranberries concert. The Pine Knob bathroom line's very long. You have made the executive decision
not
that
to
you
go.
Are going to hold it.
Yes.
And what
sounds
happened?
Like a miserable concert.
So my friends, the men and women, we had a lovely dinner beforehand, and then the cramps started, and
that's the worst.
And they just saw me sweating and like clenching, and they're like, "Dave, are you sure you don't want to go?" And I'm like, "No, no, I'm sure." And at some point, the moment passed. Like I had powered through. I had powered through, and took the drive out into the suburbs, wherever the heck we were staying, and I used the bathroom comfortably at my leisure.
You held it that long?
Yes.
Okay, that's not an embarrassing story.
No, you didn't even poop your pants.
So you didn't drop a cranberry at the Cranberries.
No, but I was sitting there clenching while trying to enjoy the music, and my friends were looking at me like, what kind of a freak are you?
I wish my most humiliating moment was trying to hold my poop.
That's a tough thing, though. You really got to clench.
Right. I'll tell you what. In our embarrassing moments, we didn't get so lucky, did we, Jack?
No.
You wrecked a bathing suit, as I recall.
Right. There were poopy bathing suit bottoms. Dave,
did you throw them away? Did I ever ask you that?
They went in the garbage that day.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Oh my gosh. Mm. But if you've missed Jackie and I's stories, I'm not sharing it again. So you can go to episode
back.
Two. I think Jackie and I realize as we do this, Jackie and I are a lot more like men than we realize. We talk about gross things. We talk about things that maybe most people wouldn't share. So, I mean, I don't know.
Like pooping their pants?
Like pooping your pants, for example.
Well, the episode where you talked about things couples do, that totally grossed me out because I...
Oh, gross things
well,
that all couples do.
Rachel grossed you out, but I didn't.
No, you did. You did too.
What?
Kim St. James was the only one that didn't gross me out.
Yeah, okay, what grossed you out?
Rachel,
you share a toothbrush.
I mean, I share a toothbrush, but...
She says, what grossed
I'm like,
you out?
Whatever.
What could possibly gross you out?
I know. I love how I'm like not fazed that people are grossed by that.
Again, it was all the bathroom stuff. And I just don't think you should, you know...
You and your wife don't go to the bathroom in front of each other?
Typically not.
No.
You know, if there's
no, I don't either.
Yes.
It's just Aaron, you guys. I don't like go. I don't.
No, we
I
know
got a
that,
wiping rule. That's all.
I'm for that.
I'm pro wiping.
I'm pro wiping.
No private wiping.
I'm pro private wiping.
Can I have a private wipe, please?
I'm going to forego the public wipe and wait for the private.
Excuse me for my private wipe. That's
no,
what
but
I'm
if there's an
saying.
Emergency situation and the shower curtain is there and you have to pee, okay.
Okay.
Oh, but, yeah. Like, if you're in the shower, then that's nothing. I guess I should have, if that came up. Yeah, if Jim's showering, I have no problem peeing.
Oh, mine did not have anything to do
shower's
with
shower's making enough noise you can't even hear it.
Ugh. Do you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
I never do.
Okay, that's freaking weird.
So I'm the gross one, but I never ever do that.
The minute I get in the shower, I have to pee, so there's no other option.
Do you?
No.
No, I don't either.
My roommate in college made fun of everybody who wouldn't pee in the shower.
So you're, who would not?
Who would not?
He sounds like a peach.
Yeah.
You're in the shower.
I know, but it's running down your leg.
You want to stand in the toilet and pee? No. No.
No, but at the same time, I'm not in a bathtub. I'm in the shower. I'm rinsing myself. It's sanitary.
but there's still peeing on your feet.
Well, my pee is sanitary.
I could listen to you two debate this all day.
That's what they say about kids, you know, when your kid pees in the bathtub, like, oh, it's sterile.
No, because it's floating in there.
But it's still pee.
Gross. It's still, yeah.
And I'm very forgiving of my child's messes. I mean, I never, I know you.
I'm not.
I would do a diaper change like nobody's business. I never feared a diaper change.
Oh, really?
I loved it.
You love changing diapers?
Because I was like, oh, yeah, any challenge, I'm like, my job is to get my kid clean. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get
in there. And I'm going to rock at it.
It's disgusting.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're at the phase where Greenlee is just covered in snot and drool all the time. It's like 8 months to about a year where they're just constantly crusty. I hate that.
Crusty.
I think it's gross.
I can't wipe it away.
I wipe it away, I'll turn around and turn back around. She's covered in snot again. Like, hi, Mom.
I wouldn't suck the snot out of my child's nose like I heard you guys talk.
There's
about
a stopper in it. It doesn't get in my mouth.
Still.
There's a video of that up on the
greenlaypodcast.com. I couldn't even listen to the sound of it. I had to turn the yeah.
So you can't handle snot or mucus?
Not as
no,
well,
I can't
but,
really either.
But there is that. There's a kind of a syringe that you can squeeze the bulb.
Oh, the bulb? Those don't work.
They don't?
No,
not
damn.
Like the snot sucker.
I just bought
like
somebody
the nose,
that for,
Frida.
The, for her baby shower. I got her the snot sucker.
Some people say they work good. I don't think the bulb.
I was looking for your nose, Frida. Bye bye, baby. I couldn't find it.
Oh, that's where I got it. They
oh, really?
It mm-hmm.
Well, they must have been out that day, or I looked in the wrong place.
They also have a thing called the Windy.
What's
release
that?
Release gas out the
Wait,
butt.
They got a Frida and a Windy? What's a Windy?
The Windy goes up their bunghole, releases some gas.
You suck their
No,
fart?
You don't use your mouth on that one. You just
Oh, thank
stick
God
it in
for
their
that,
butt.
Jackie.
It's like you stick it in their butt and you pull it out and they go
No. Pfft. I'm opposed to that.
I haven't done that.
I'm opposed to that. Lindsay. I'm opposed to rectal thermometers. I don't
Yeah, Jim had to do the rectal thermometer
do
and he was flipping
no.
out.
No.
He was flipping out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I called him and I go,
it's
I'm convinced
for the kid. What?
Eric Zane's out the window making face.
Everybody is very upset. And, you know, you can see in our studio, we're like an aquarium. I've had four people upset with me today that we have not asked them to be on this podcast yet.
Really?
Yes.
They don't even listen.
Michelle McCormick from our classic rock station's butthurt.
She listens. She listens, right?
This
she
is after
sometimes.
They found out I was going to be on.
Yes, they're all very jealous of you.
And let's be real. Zane does not listen. He's not listened to our podcast.
No, he said he tried to listen to the poop one, but couldn't do it.
And like with the stuff he talks about.
I know. Hilarious, right?
Right. You're a real peach there, Zane. Gravy even said that. He goes, oh, I'm only worked on the station with you. I've never been asked
He's
to be on it.
He's our boss, technically, and he never listens.
Well, Gravy, for one thing, we don't normally ask our bosses to be on our show. And two, you don't listen.
You don't care enough. Unlike Dave Jackinetti, who's our biggest fan.
It's a good listen. I enjoy it. I don't want to recap the whole podcast series, but I've enjoyed
it. Right. Well, if you're just tuning in and you haven't listened to the others, you're missing out.
Yes, you are. And Dave, I am very appreciative of the fact that you listen every week.
I love that you guys are doing it.
Well, thanks.
Very clever.
I'm psyched about it. You know, we signed up for a Michigan Association Broadcasters
Crazy.
Award.
Yeah, when did we find out about that?
What'd you say about the cranberries?
I thought she was. I almost had
I
a cranberry concert flashback.
Oh, those things are good. They're cranberries dipped in frozen or in yogurt.
Oh well, now I can't eat a cranberry when I'm talking about.
Oh, there you go. No, you can't talk about Dave taking
is
a cranberry.
That,
a cranberry
does that count
concert.
As clean eating?
I don't think
no.
so.
Okay.
I think like eight of those is 300 calories. So no.
What?
I'm kidding. I don't think it's that high. But one thing I wanted to do with Dave on the show today is go through questions that every woman has wanted to ask a man. And I'll be honest with you, there's some very
none
inappropriate.
Let's be real. None of the questions I wanted to ask a man.
Some of them I did.
Bring it on. Whatever.
Well, like there was penis questions I left out.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to know about that.
Is it annoying to have a penis? Like sometimes it's annoying to have boobs.
It's never annoying to have boobs, but I can imagine.
You don't have giant boobs like
I
do.
Yeah, very small boobs.
It's
so that's
a different
probably
world for us.
All right, I'll give you that.
The testicles are more annoying than the penis, I would say.
Okay.
There's adjusting that has to go on if you want to.
Who hasn't seen a man adjust?
One of my biggest pet peeves. I hate that.
Do you watch TV with your hands down your pants on the couch?
No.
God, my husband does that.
So does Jim. I hate it.
It drives me crazy.
That's the pet peeve.
I know.
I need you adjusting yourself. We have a little girl in here. She don't need to see you fondling yourself.
And then he'll be like, oh, hey, baby. I'm like, get your duck butter away from my face.
Oh, don't ever say that again. Oh my
if
God.
There's scratching going on, I mean, sometimes you've got to scratch, but I don't do an Al Bundy and just shove it down there.
That's good to know that there's no Al Bundy happening. I didn't know that was an action and not a person. That's a new one for me. So I left out the penis ones, but you just freely answered them. So that's good.
Yeah, we left out the penis one, but we managed to work it in.
Okay, so I did find
working
a list.
Working in the penis, okay.
And I took some things from it. Mm-hmm. Imagine you are single. Now, Dave is a married man with your son's 8.
My son is 8. I'll be married 15 years this summer.
Okay, go back to your single days.
Okay.
Would you ever actually date a stripper?
I don't see the value in it. I mean, no.
No. Okay.
Well, but back up. Would you date someone that works at Meijer?
Sure.
Okay. What's the difference? They're both. It's just how they make
one
a living.
One takes their clothes off for money.
It's
that's
a
the
living.
Difference.
It's their job.
Oh, listen to this. It's a stripper debate happening.
I wouldn't want. I'd be jealous. What's she doing at work?
All right.
That would drive me crazy.
I can take that.
Think
but
about it.
Your response originally was, I don't see the value in it. Well, what's the value of someone who works at Meijer?
Well, a paycheck. So, yeah.
Both are a paycheck. That's what I'm getting at. Both are a paycheck.
Good point.
But,
okay.
But how she earns it is she, you know, grinding up on other dudes and.
Right.
I mean, like that part.
Yeah.
All right.
That would drive me nuts.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
And then I'd have to go, you know, pick her up from her shift.
Wait,
and,
why do you got to pick her up from her shift?
Hang on. One more dance with this guy who's spending
money.
Bitch,
don't have a car.
Right. And then, right. My regular Alfred's here blowing hundos. That's what I imagine.
She has her own car. She's got her own house. Just because she's stripping don't mean she don't got money.
Five houses.
She's stripping. Yeah. She's not Beyonce. Let's calm down.
But maybe she's a Beyonce of strippers.
No, there's the boyfriend or the pimp gene in some guys who are like, I don't care. She's making that money.
Yeah.
I would have a problem. I'm not hooked up that way. I would have a problem.
You know, speaking of inside scoop, one of our coworkers dated a stripper for years and proposed to her.
Mic drop. Who? Tell me now. Who? Tell me now. Mouth it.
Somebody that we work with.
Mouth it.
Dated a stripper for. Is it really that hard to figure out?
No.
Yes. And
I don't think he's the only one.
No?
What?
Who? Somebody else
who,
in the building?
Maybe.
You know what, though? I am not surprised in the least.
Now.
No!
I don't know!
Allegedly.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
Okay, so now we have two coworkers that we work with that have allegedly
that's a huge
slipper.
Mistake.
Yes. Put on shot. Oh, man. Honestly, though, I don't know how people do that. And I saw that question on the list and I was like, Dave's an average guy. He'll have a good answer for me. And that was a good answer.
I'd be jealous.
Because I don't think those two men we were just talking about are average humans, personally.
Yeah, I couldn't. I just don't think I could.
I have a good question then, because this pertains to my life. I have a lot of friends that say, how do you do pageants and stuff? Like, doesn't your husband get mad that you're in a swimsuit up there? And they always say, why would Jim give a crap if I'm in a swimsuit on stage?
Because other people are looking at you, but at the same time.
That's what they say. I say that you don't own me, and I'm going to wear whatever the hell I want.
You don't own me.
And that would drive me. And if I dated someone or was married to someone that thought that was, like, bad, that would drive me nuts. I'd be like, okay, see ya.
Yeah.
I don't get the pageant thing.
Neither do I.
But,
it's fine.
But if you're into it, I wouldn't care. It's like when...
Yeah.
When my wife or a beautiful woman gets dressed up for an event, like a gala tonight or something, that's enjoy.
Right.
Be beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah, do
and
you
should embrace it. I don't see anything wrong with that. If that makes you feel good, who gives a crap?
Who gives a crap?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love pageants.
I know you do, Jackie.
I still don't get that, but.
Okay.
They're awesome.
What
they're so
are
awesome.
Your feelings on female body hair?
Why are we asking?
Oh, you mean like...
I'm like, okay, we'll start with like...
In the bathing suit
like,
areas?
Oh, trimming the hedges.
Upper lip?
What? I do my upper lip
Italian
every 2 weeks.
So.
You come from an Italian family.
Yeah.
That makes me really disconcerting about...
His thoughts are going to be different.
I'm talking about...
My grandma had a mustache is what I'm saying.
Like a legit mustache?
It's like...
If I didn't trim mine, I would have a mustache.
No.
That is honest. Girl, I have mustache trimmers in my purse.
Really?
I'm legit brunette. Like, I have to.
I'm a legit brunette, and I don't have no mustache.
You don't
have you have a different body than most.
That's true. All right, I'll give it to you.
That's episode 7.
How do you remember every episode by number?
Because I label them, and I have photographic memory.
So what is the question, then? So.
Okay, female body hair.
Yeah.
Let's say your wife hasn't shaved her armpits.
It.
Or go that route. Jackie went for the gusto there. 1970s or 2010?
2010.
Okay, good answer. Legs.
I'd rather they be smooth.
Okay, I think that's normal. I also think that sometimes my husband just doesn't notice or he just doesn't see anything.
I mean, it's not real. In my house, it's not real gross because the hair, my wife will say, oh my God, I need to shave my legs. They're so hairy. And I look and I'm like, I can't see it. I can barely feel it.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that big an issue.
Yeah.
But I do like a smooth leg.
A smooth lady.
Yeah.
All right. I think most men would say they like a smooth lady.
I love the smooth gams.
The gams?
Yeah.
That's what I call my grandma.
Hey, nice pegs.
I like your pegs. Your stems are hot. All right. There was a study that I read today in show prep, because when we get to work every day, we go through prep for the show. And it was the three celebrities that men would most likely like to sleep with, the most female celebrities.
Okay.
And sorry, there's something in my eyeball and it itches really bad. Okay, so the first one was Kim Kardashian.
No.
Ew.
Not at all.
I am really proud that you said that. I don't think she's that big a deal either.
I don't hear very many people think
so
she
fake.
Is anymore. She looks so fake.
I know. She looks so fake. Okay, before we get to the next one, hottest Kardashian.
Obviously, Khloe.
I think every girl likes Khloe, but these days, those two younger ones are...
Oh, they don't count. They're Jenners.
Oh, that's true. Okay, you have to choose between Kourtney, Khloe, and Kim.
I'm so... I'm
you don't know! No.
I know Kim Kardashian, and that's
yes.
it.
That's it? You don't know the other one?
No, not really.
Oh, boy.
He pronounced her last name Kardashian, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't know them.
Kardashian. She's got a Kardashian. Okay, coming in at number two, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Yes?
Easily.
Yes. Easily, yeah. I don't know, though. I'm not liking this whole shaved hair look she's got going on. Her hair's not long anymore.
She's cute in any...
Yeah.
Wait, it's not? Can I see? Do you have a picture?
You can Google it.
Where?
What do you mean,
she was
where?
At the Million Women March, and she had a nice... nice do.
She was the what?
She had a nice do at the Million Women March.
Oh, did she? Is it short still or no? Yeah, it's still short.
Yeah.
I think she's absolutely stunning. You know what I like about her, too, is she's not super skinny.
No, she's got curves.
She's a little curvy chick. Yeah. I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
So Scarlett Johansson, she's looking up the short hair. It's kind of like when Miley shaved.
I don't know if you've heard. I keep burping. I can't help it.
I'm burping in the microphone.
The guy.
Ooh, you don't like this? It's so cool.
Not everybody can pull it off. I guess if anybody can pull off a shaved Macklemore look, it's her.
I literally want this haircut so bad. This is the haircut I keep going back to. I've gone back to this haircut like 10 times and never got it.
So side
scared.
Shaved, yes. Long on top.
Yes.
Jackie, you've got some serious cojones if you can do that.
I'm too scared. I've never done it. I want it so bad.
Yeah, she's adorable. Okay, at number three.
Look at all the versatility.
Oh, my God. We're going to look at haircuts.
I want it.
Okay, number three on the list for the women that men would most like to sleep with in the celebrity world, Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's up there on Aaron's list, too. I think Aaron would say she was easily top three. But have you seen her Jim Beam commercials?
No. Oh, yeah.
She's smoking in
those.
Hitting,
she's hanging out in the barrels.
Yeah.
And
she's great. I love her.
Meet me back in the barrels.
I'm a huge fan.
Whoa. And for the guys, Jackie, they had George Clooney. I think he's too old now.
Well, yeah, he's way too old. He's not even attractive.
And number two, Johnny Depp.
No. Ew.
Johnny Depp circa like 15 years ago, Secret Window. Maybe a little dirty, maybe a little, you know, naughty, I'm into.
What?
Tim Burton, Johnny Depp is a no.
I just rewatched Secret Window like a week ago, so it's weird you brought that up.
Really?
And, yeah, just watched
really
it on like
movie.
HBO or something.
Yeah.
And no. Ew.
Even then? Uh-huh. Even 15 years ago, Johnny
yes.
Depp?
Ew.
Are you
ew.
More Edward Scissorhands Johnny
no.
Depp?
Yeah, I want a big Edward Scissorhands. He's sexy. He's got a freaking belt around his neck.
Okay, fine.
What are you going to use that for?
Willy Wonka.
His hands are made of scissors.
Willy Wonka, Johnny Depp?
Oh, yeah. Willy Wonka.
That was the creepiest movie character
I
Wonka ever.
I Wonka me some Johnny Depp.
I could not bring myself to watch that movie.
Yeah.
I could not bring myself to watch it because the original, it's just so
fan.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you something, just so you know, because clearly you missed the boat on this.
What?
When most women refer to Johnny Depp, they're talking about the Pirates movie.
See,
just so you know, they're not talking about Secret Window or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I mean,
Factory.
I get it. Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp is hot, but I don't want to hook up with a guy who's wearing more makeup than I am.
Thank you. Agreed.
The guy's got guy liner on for days.
I did do a photo with Jim once where I put guy liner on him.
Did he look hot?
Yeah.
Oh, way too long of a pause.
Well, I'm trying to think. he looked good, like, in the photos, and he looked cool, and he looked, like, sexy. Would I actually want to hook up with him in that moment with makeup on? No, I couldn't do it.
No. No, I just too much. I would laugh.
And look weird in person.
Not that I want to think about hooking up with your husband. I was thinking about Aaron at the time. Sorry, Jimmy. Okay, let's see our next question. How many men does a woman have to sleep with to be considered a little hoey? A little skank skeezer salad ski.
What?
We used to call sluts in high school skeezer salads. I don't know why.
I mean, it honestly doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay, let's say you're dating somebody, and this is for all the single women. And they said
42.
Dating somebody, and they said, okay, let's share our roster. And she said, okay, I've slept with 30 people in my life.
And how old are we?
We're 30.
I give a lot of leeway there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
I'm glad to hear
she
that.
She slept with one a year.
The reason I asked that question.
That's right. You go through a period where you might really rack up some numbers. Yeah.
Like college.
Right?
Like, yeah. I used to be at a 2, and now I'm at an 8. Not me.
I think you're right, though. I mean, the wild
face. It doesn't
face.
Matter, but I do think people get caught up in numbers, and it really shouldn't matter.
I completely agree. I read this forum the other day, and it was a guy who said that he thinks after a woman sleeps with 7 men, that makes her a hoe.
No.
Ooh. And I was pissed.
I'm pissed. I don't even like the question, because I don't think anyone's a hoe.
Right.
I don't.
Well,
like,
unless
you're
getting
doing
paid
hoe,
to do it.
If you're doing hoe things on purpose and you're not getting paid, I got to think maybe something's wrong.
Daddy issues.
No, like, you might have issues.
Yeah.
Because why else are you doing these
daddy.
Things that you that aren't great?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
But then again, maybe there's a phase. There's a difficulty. And I cut people slack on that.
Yeah. Right? I got a girlfriend who had a real serious phase.
Oh, she had a phase, all right.
Oh, she had a phase.
Also, I know some guys who got a divorce, and then they're suddenly back in the dating world.
Oh, yeah. How's that working out?
In this particular case, it worked out fine, but
okay. Went
through the phone book along the way to marriage number 2.
Went through the phone book. Don't you have a friend that's divorced that's going through the phone book now?
Because the dating apps are outrageous.
If you could go through the phone book, you would. I don't know if he's getting that lucky.
Jackie and I were talking about this. The dating apps blow our minds.
Blows my mind. Yeah. I want to know so much more. That type of communication just
I got married before
me.
Those existed, and I'm really glad.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, me too. Because I was telling my morning show partner, Gravy, I could not imagine being him. He's 38 and single. He's on Tinder every single day, searching women within his radius. And he thinks, like, he's all about it. And this is his only way to meet women. And he also does the Bumble app, which is where the girl has to reach out to you.
Yeah.
But I could not imagine that being my everyday, just trying to find a date.
Even then, this is just me, and I've told him this. Being in the position he's in the radio, I would be uncomfortable knowing people are swiping at me. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
the girl from the radio. I don't know.
Oh, no, he eats that up.
I know.
Yeah.
But I would not personally like it.
See, I mean, the radio's gotten him laid more than once.
It's so different now, though, than I'm old, one, I got married late, and two, I got married still before any of these dating apps existed. We had to meet people in the real world.
And ask somebody to dance at a bar.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And now, it's, and when, by the time I got married, if you met your spouse at an online or something, it's so common now, but it used to, there was like a stigma.
Yeah.
Back then. There's
like
not
it was uncool?
Yeah.
Really?
You had to meet someone online? Well, now everybody.
Yeah, people were embarrassed of it. It was weird.
It's like if you didn't meet on an app or on the internet,
people
were shocked.
Like, before I started dating Jim, like 08, where we didn't even have, most of us didn't even have texting.
Right.
Like,
right.
It was like a guy wanted to hang out with me, and he'd see me a couple times. He'd have to, like, either get my phone number and call me on the flip phone or approach me and say, do you want to go to a movie? Like,
how you get to know somebody, and you're not
just
stuck
do
there
it behind
texting.
The screen. You do it at minimum call.
Yeah.
And
by the way,
voice.
We all sound ancient right now.
It wasn't even that long ago, though.
It wasn't that long
and
ago.
And we're talking about people like Gravy who are older than us, and they're, you know what I mean?
But I mean, at the same time, you got to keep up with the Joneses.
I guess
he's got
true.
He can't be like, you know what? I'm going to meet one the old-fashioned way. When he's got a plethora of women maybe at he'd his have hand.
Maybe he'd have more results if he met them the old-fashioned
and
way.
And actually approach them. And
that's right. Right. He's still single.
I don't disagree with that at
Why,
all.
I mean, there's a real connection when you look at someone. You look into their eyes.
Yeah.
You're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them out. You got to wait. You know, it's not like, oh, she swiped left or what it right or whatever.
Right. She matched me.
And in our career field, I personally feel this way. Tell me what you think. I feel like too many radio and television hosts rely on that conversation of, oh, well, I work in TV. Or you might hear me. I'm on the radio.
I think you're right.
And I never do that. I, if anything, withhold that until someone finally says, where do you work?
You
I work for
Humulus.
I do the same thing.
And I don't tell them right away because then I have to get the awkward, when are you on? I've heard you.
Right.
Oh my gosh. And then it stops being a conversation and it starts getting more just,
I
want to talk about work all day. That's all I'm talking about.
No, for
That's
sure.
Why I'm here at the bar.
You're right. So if you're a single guy listening, approach a women in public, a woman. Because honestly, we like that better.
Yeah.
I would like that way better than having somebody swipe on my Tinder account. Oh, somebody matched with me today. I just feel like it sounds so lame.
Oh my gosh. This story I'm going to tell you has to do with what you just said. So
what?
I thought of this funny story the other day, and this really happened. So back in like 2011, Jim and I had just moved down here, and I had a girlfriend that said, do you want to go with me to Stella's? And I said, yeah, let's go. Jim has to work tomorrow. He's staying home. So we went, and I got very, 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 very drunk.
Okay.
And I don't remember much of the night. Next morning, I woke up, and I was at my house. We took a cab back to my place. I had this text. It was this number, and it said, hey, it's Joey. So good meeting you last night. I hope we can hang out again soon.
Oh, no.
And I thought,
what? Do you remember Joey?
I had no idea. And I was like, oh, my God. So I ignored it. Then I got another text the next day. Hey, do you want to meet up like we talked about and go see that movie? That would be so fun. I don't know anyone here. I can't wait. You know, from Joey. I'm like, who the hell's Joey? I have a boyfriend. Why did I give my number out to someone named Joey? This happened for weeks. And finally, I wrote back. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm dating someone. I don't remember giving you my number.
Right.
And this is the text I got back. This is Josephine, Emily's girlfriend from college. We met. I just told you I didn't know anybody. We were talking about going to go see that movie, New Year's Eve, or something like that.
We thought it was a stunt.
I thought it was a boy. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
Here you go, kids. Learn a lesson about
Joey's
drinking.
Joey's so hot for me.
Right. Yeah.
But I thought of that because you said meet people in person. And all I could think in these texts were, I met someone at the bar. I must have been flattered and gave my number. No, that's not what happened at all.
Okay, when I said meet somebody in person, I'm talking about maybe halfway sober.
Right. Yeah. So
not blacked out.
You need to remember who they are and what their names are.
Right. Absolutely. How did you meet your wife?
We went to high school together.
Oh, nice.
A million years ago. And then I went to college. So we had a couple dates when I was a senior in high school and she was a junior. She was in my brother's class. And she went to Spain for the summer and I went to college in the fall.
Yeah.
And I didn't see her for years. She was buddies with my brother. My brother got married. She was in the wedding. And I met her years later and we had a dance and started talking about old times and we rekindled.
Was that at the wedding?
It was at the wedding.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's a sweet story. Yeah.
Now my brother is divorced.
He's divorced now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So he got a kid out of it, and we got married out of it.
Yeah,
so.
You're really showing him up in the marriage department.
Yeah, he's on wife number two.
Is he?
He's
oh,
not
good.
The guy I was talking about who went through the phone book.
Okay, just
not
for sure.
The guy. Not the guy.
But he's
in
happy.
Case you're listening, bro. Where'd you go to college?
Western Michigan University.
Oh, yeah. Are you from Kalamazoo?
I'm from Detroit originally, but spent a lot of time.
I'm from Kalamazoo, is why.
You know, I actually, when I think it's episode one where I called Kalamazoo the butthole of America.
Yeah, I love Kalamazoo.
Oh my God, Dave Jagodek called me, left me a voicemail.
I think that's when I started calling you about the podcast.
Yeah, I have a voicemail. I do not appreciate you calling Kalamazoo the butthole of America. Like,
there's worse places.
There's worse places. Okay, Port Huron, where I did radio before, was pretty big butthole.
Detroit. I would rather live in Kalamazoo than Detroit.
What?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Metro Detroit? Have you ever seen the lakes over there and all that?
I can't afford to live like in the nice area of Detroit.
Well, I'm not telling you.
She's a downriver gal.
Nobody wants to live downriver.
Well, really? Well,
she's a downriver
you said Kalamazoo's the butthole of America.
I'm picture
I'm thinking maybe
stick a rectal thermometer in there.
Hey, you know what? Flint's not looking too pretty right now. I don't think I want to go live in Flint.
I don't go to Flint Town. Do you know the Dayton family, the rap group?
No. Flint Town, Flint Town, Flint Town.
No? Well, you guys are killing me now. I thought for sure you would.
Holy Hannah, no, don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Also, by the way, this also pertains to a whole episode I have already. So I saw something trending on Facebook the other day and thought of you.
What is it?
Juggalos.
Juggalos were trending? Why? They're what was ICP up to?
They're doing a march.
What are they marching for?
Now I can't remember.
Juggalo respect?
Get the Faygo out.
No, I got to find it. They are.
Dave, can you explain the Faygo to me? I don't really understand that.
They're from Detroit. It's like their thing.
Yeah, that's their beverage of choice.
Oh, because Faygo's a Michigan pop. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So the Juggalos bring it to the concerts and they spray it all over each other.
Is that for real?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to an ICP show? Oh, man, I really wanted you to say yes.
ICP planned 2017 March on Washington.
Oh, my gosh. It's part of the ongoing battle.
I'm an Eminem fan. And,
Yeah. All day. And I think that when you grow up in the state of Michigan, you're an Eminem fan. God, I love Eminem. Love Eminem. Love Kid Rock. Bob Seger at all. Okay, why are they marching, though?
I didn't read the whole article. I just knew they were. All I know is they're marching.
Okay.
And I can't wait to see Violent J all done up.
We are going to explain to the world who we really are. September 17th. By the way, this already happened in...
No, 2017. Jackie, how did that already happen, miss? In 2017. It says right on it. In 2017, the weekend of September 17th.
Okay. Well, it says the following day, on Sunday, September 17th, the group will throw a picnic for their fans. Can you imagine a bunch of Juggalos sitting around at a picnic having their
Fago?
Yeah,
it's called the Gathering of the Juggalos. It's been going on for years.
Oh, my God. You know a lot about this.
They're amazing.
And they show up in makeup and...
The whole night.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Gathering of the Juggalos. They all gather.
Just so
Juggalos have a bad rap.
Do you really like ICP that much?
Yes.
I feel like the more I learn about Jackie, the more I'm like, whoa.
Anyone who wrote a song called Santa is a Fat Bitch is okay in my book. I'm sorry.
No.
Yes.
Santa
the
is
dating
a fat
game
bitch.
Song. Have you heard their dating game song?
No,
I don't remember
dirty?
The actual name of it. All their songs are dirty. They're funny.
Yeah. Okay. Before we wrap this up, I want to ask Dave one more question. Mm. Jimmy is a new dad. Well, almost. I mean, Greenlee's going to be a year in June, right?
Yeah.
That's coming up fast.
She old.
And I'm about to have a baby in July. Dad advice for Aaron and Jimmy. Because you have an 8-year-old. You've been through a lot.
Yeah. Appreciate every stage. They're all great.
Yeah.
Until, I mean, he's just now getting an attitude, okay?
Really?
Because, you know, he sees the middle schoolers who are older cop an attitude with teachers. Yes. And, but until, I mean, you know, he still is like, Daddy, I love you. And all this great stuff. And that's not going to be around in a few years.
No.
So right now I'm his buddy and he's portable. You don't have to worry about a diaper bag.
Right.
Your world changes when you're done with diapers.
Oh, really?
That's the best.
Oh, yeah, because going somewhere
takes
me
in the car.
45 minutes to pack up.
Yeah, let's just go.
Yeah. So enjoy every stage.
Okay.
They're all great.
Even the stage I'm in right now where she just screams and doesn't nap and covered in snot.
Yes.
All right.
That's good when she's
I'm enjoying it. I love it.
When they start to walk and then run, I mean, it just goes so quick. And so it loves every stage.
That's very, very sweet.
Is that too?
What about, no, that's good. What about when the baby comes home? How was Jimmy when you brought Greenlee home from the hospital? Because I think Aaron is going to be the biggest helicopter parent on the planet and is going to be hovering over that crib.
Jim was good. We both kind of had a meltdown the first week because they don't sleep overnight. And it was just a struggle. Like, we didn't expect it, because in the hospital, they don't tell you the baby's very, very, very tired from the birth experience. Mm. So they're going to sleep pretty much the whole time you're in the hospital. They don't ever
really?
Wake up. They wake up and eat and fall right back to sleep. And they don't even open their eyes the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Like they'll squint and that's
for
about
real?
It.
For real?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Then you get home, and every single woman I've talked to says the same story, so I know it's not just me. They get home, and the baby's not that tired anymore, because I slept for 2 straight days, and now they want to be awake.
Alex.
And it changed.
My son was a... pretty good sleeper.
Yeah.
Greenlee is too. She is too.
But I was also between jobs when Alex was born. And so my wife was working. So she was on maternity leave and I was already home anyway. I was looking for a job.
Yeah.
And so I had the time to totally hover around the kid all the time. Didn't worry about it. Got good bonding in.
Yeah.
And one of the memories I have is when he'd sleep and he would laugh in his sleep.
Oh,
I thought that was so funny.
I do that. I do.
But what was he laughing about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he dreaming about milk?
How old was he when he did that, though?
Was he dreaming about milk and boobs?
That's all he can think about. He doesn't know anything else.
What makes him happy?
Yeah, that's true.
But how old was he when he was doing that?
He was less than a year, like 6 months or so.
Okay, see, I guess I'm talking more first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That pattern. Because after about a month, the sleep evens out and they're fine.
Okay.
And it was more fine. It was that first, that first night, especially at home, was just such a, why
don't
she
sleep?
I
don't remember him laughing like the first few nights.
No.
But, yeah.
But I do.
That's really
cute. Did he sleep
good
right when you got him home?
He was pretty good. He was pretty good, and it was Christmas time, and so
he didn't wake up and feed every 2-3 hours.
He did, and
oh, see, that's not good. That's what I call bad.
But isn't 2 to 3 hours is normal?
Yeah,
for babies to feed.
And that was fine. And so it was the holidays, and so I'd go out to the living room, and the Christmas tree lights are on, and
yeah,
I'd rock him and sing to him and everything, sing some Frank Sinatra and the Michigan Fight song. And
oh God,
none of which stuck. So.
None of which stuck.
I tried to burn it in there young.
Well, you sang the ugliest song there could be.
Oh gosh. See, he said it was Christmas time surrounded by the Christmas lights, so I was imagining a Christmas song.
I know. No, and then he's singing a nasty Michigan fight song. Yeah.
There were some Christmas carols in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that actually is excellent advice that I'll pass on to Aaron because he refuses to listen to this podcast.
What?
He doesn't want to hear.
Tell him to be competitive about the diaper change again. You got to be make it a badge of honor. That baby's going to be clean.
Yeah, I will.
No,
Jim's
like that because we have a girl and it's not as easy to clean.
Oh, nooks and crannies.
And so,
I don't want to know.
Lots of
nooks
and crannies all day long.
So Jim will go through 12 wipes in one. He was like, I'll be like, you don't need another wipe. Yes, I do. I do need another wipe.
It's all up in there.
Uh-huh.
Good God. That's
He's
so
like, I want to make sure it's clean.
Best wipes. Meyer, Target, what do you go with?
Well, we had a diaper party where people brought wipes and diapers.
For years, you're set.
We've not had to buy any yet.
That's amazing.
Dang, will you throw me a diaper party?
Yeah, well, throw your own.
Do I throw it at my house?
But
I threw it at my house. I just had a kegger. Everyone came over and brought diapers to get a beer.
We did the same thing, but eventually you find your favorites, though, don't you? I mean,
our favorite is the kind that's free right there in her bedroom.
Right.
She doesn't, but she's never had a problem. She's had diaper rash once in the 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's never, and we've not really had any leak problems other than the occasional blowout, which you can't really prevent. So we've not really had any issues for us to be like, oh, we can't use that kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I think you were just like the funniest best mom. Just we've had a few blowouts, but that's going to happen. There's no stopping.
No, there's just poop everywhere. Right. It's the ceiling, the hands.
We started this podcast with poop and we're ending it with poop.
Your track record is consistent.
Yes.
Literally, if I could just start a poop podcast.
Ladies, poopcast.
I know.
I've enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank
I was going to say having us
on your show.
I know.
Thanks for being here, gals.
I'm glad that you did this with us today and you are officially our first male guest.
Jackie was like, he's not going to be funny. He's not a funny guy. I know,
but that's not what I meant. I meant I knew the question she wanted to ask.
Right.
So I was like, I just don't know if that's going to translate.
No.
That's what I meant.
You got to get drunk with Dave sometime.
Do your balls get in the way?
Right.
That's what you guys opened with.
How are your testicles today?
So let's talk about wieners.
Tell us. All the nads. Oh, my God. But, yeah, you got to get drunk with Dave. Dave's hilarious to party with.
All right.
He's like, wrap it up. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us. And of course, we'll be back next Wednesday before noon. Rate us on iTunes. Find us on Facebook.
Click on the ad that's advertising the podcast.
Yes.
Huh? You guys are rocking it.
Yeah. We're not getting paid for that.
All right.
Don't even get me started. Speaking of that, if you have any interest in advertising on the Gray and Green Show, we would be more than happy to accommodate you and set you up with one of our amazing sales reps. No.
What? I guess I got lost at the first ad thing. What are we talking about?
Well, Audio Boom is currently posting ads on our
podcast. What's going on here?
So each episode that Dave listens to, he has to sit through an ad.
Just email us if you want sell, and me and Rachel and I will sell.
We want to get the ladies paid.
Yes, get the ladies paid. And I say
get the ladies paid.
I say that because we work hard on this. We like doing this a lot, and our listenership has gone up quite a bit. So if you want to advertise with us, Hit us up.
I think you really could get some traction.
Yeah. GrayandGreenPodcast@gmail.com. Gray Green Show on Twitter. And Gray and Green Show on Facebook.
Woo-woo!
All right. See you later. Thanks, Dave.
See ya.
Bye.